Hello?
Hello.
Now then, maybe you could explain where we are, what we're doing, what is it all about?
We're in Nottingham, in Nottingham University campus, in a really big sort of student union building, and there's about 40 of us who've gathered together to think about knowledge and to address the division between academia and activism. And also just like everyone's here to sort of learn a bit more about themselves, a bit more about what's going on in the world, a bit more about other people's perspectives on problems which we perceive these days. And the sort of structure of this thing is that we've got a whole load of different discussions being proposed, and people are like, there's about four different workshops at any one time, and people are just joining in on workshops, having nice discussions about stuff like the media and how it affects our senses, stuff like art, stuff like indie media, and seeing what we can work out from that.
Could you give an example of some of the workshops?
One of the workshops that I was just in was an inquiry into how we know and what knowledge is about, and how people can access knowledge, and whether it's important for, assessing the ethical implications of whether it's good to force your opinions on someone else, or whether it's better to try and give them a balanced sort of starting point to then work out what they think about a certain subject, stuff like that. We've got a workshop coming up called Deschooling Society, which is about a book written by Ivan Illich, which is going to be about the problems with the current education system, or any education system, and it's quite a radical approach to education. He proposes some quite interesting ideas. That's just a couple of them.
What do you think an event like this achieves in the sort of longer term? What's sort of the further aim of organising an event like this?
I'm really focused on bringing people together. I think it's really important for people from both the same sort of backgrounds or positions in life or whatever, and very distinct backgrounds, to all come together and meet on a sort of non-hierarchical, friendly, open level, to learn from each other and to get a feeling of what it's like to be someone else. I think a lot of the time, especially within activism, people do actions and they have their own reasons for doing them, and they may well have like long, lengthy intellectual discussions with each other, but they often aren't exposed to differing opinions, and they often don't meet people who might have very different angles on things. So I think it's important for people to meet, and I think it's important for people to meet on an intellectual level and to think about things and think about the consequences of actions and think about the consequences of theory and think about how to use theory to put into action and use it to allow us to make practical solutions for the future.